maybe some residual different places, but it turned out pretty nice. And then last week, I was following another Republic truck, and we were doing the same thing. And it was garbage. It wasn't hydraulic fluid, but everywhere they stopped, there was a puddle there on the road. And I stopped the driver, and he checked the hose. We checked the hose. It wasn't the hose, but it's just the belly of their trucks are rotted out, and when they pick up the trash, it squeezes it, and all the trash juices are leaking on our street.
Nice.
And he said he was going to report it to, but I got a picture of that too. He said he was going to get a hold of that.
I want a file. I want a file started on everything with Republic. I want a file on this, what we've just dealt with. I want those pictures printed off, and I want those put in the file, because the next time they come here, which may be sooner than later, we're going to put them on the spot on this. Because Republic is not helping us. It aggravates the hell out of me that our Public Works Department is out delivering their garbage totes free of charge. And they can't even...
That was the initials.
I know, but but they can't even keep their garbage trucks from leaking material on our streets and making a mess. And no, we're not going to do this. I want a file on them.
Yeah, they keep wanting to raise the prices.
We're not going to do
as
that.
As far as the cleanup, Jim, so did you sign off on it then?
Yeah, already. We told them that we got paid.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So what did they end up doing different in case we do it just...
They come in with the scrubbing stuff and cleaned it.
They hired...
Proline.
Yep. Proline. Was it Proline?
Proline.
But then who do we use to try to do it? The
Proline.
Proline?
That's... Yeah. So we just gave them... We just told the insurance company, hey, get all of these people. They said they would... And then they just dealt with that.
Did they do something different, though, the second time that they didn't do the... First time when they came out to clean it?
Well, they did a sample to clean it. But it turned out really nice. They stopped, and one of the ladies was out in their yard, and I said, hey, what do you think? And, you know, yeah, everybody seems to be pleased with it.
Okay, next item is item number 17, nuisance abatements. I just discussed that with you tonight.
I know two letters were sent so far.
If they're habitual offenders, do we really have to keep sending them letters?
If it's over 7 inches, we can cut it. Because April 1st every year, we publish in the Quad City Times the code. So that gives us the allowance to go ahead and cut it.
On like prairie metals, we just, whenever it gets long, we just mow it. And I just tell Ann.
Well, I'm talking about that in general, that one piece of property that's just up north here. The one that we send a letter out to every year that looks like Wild Kingdom.
Okay.
You had discussion with him.
I talked. He said he was going to get it done.
Well, I guess my problem is I'm answering to the city, residents of the city of Bluegrass and to this council, and keep telling them that, yeah, they're working on these nuisance abatements and people are doing these things, and it doesn't appear to me like there's much work getting done. And what little gets done, it appears like they take this pile, move it over to this side, and this pile, move it over this side, and it looks good for about a week. And then pretty soon, everything comes right back. It's getting to the point to where I don't know what kind of game we want to play, but these residences are not getting clean. They're not getting picked up, and it's making our town look trashy, quite honest with you. And we don't need that. And I don't, as much as I this is the job I have before me, I really don't like on Sunday mornings people calling me to tell me about how their neighbor don't clean up their trash in their yard. I mean, you know, folks, you know right from wrong. Do it. So, We need to get this list updated of what we got, where they're at, properties are at, and then we're just going to take care of it. I know at least three of these issues that right now are in front of me that have been brought up to me numerous times are three places that have been given letters after letter after letter, and still nothing. Yes.
We can do the grass part, but like the brush and stuff, we have to send them a letter and give them so much time to do that. Then if they don't abate it or request a hearing, then we can hire someone to do it, or we can do it. But the grass, we can just cut with no...
Well, it needs to be...
So once that letter's sent out, how long do we have to wait before?
10 days.
10 days.
Well, then we need to do it right now.
Yeah.
So that would be your priority tomorrow. I want you to look, drive every street in this town and look at them. You know normally the problem areas. Whatever it takes, let's get them letters sent, give them the 10 days, and if they ain't done, then we'll do it ourselves.
I think, yeah.
We have to.
Crack down on it.
And I'll be honest and truthful with you, I went to three small towns over the weekend, and I was like, there's no way I want our town to get to looking like this. We don't need this. So, that's my soapbox. Sorry. Next item is Zoning Board of Adjustment, item number 18. Zoning Board of Adjustment reference variance for Chester and Rita Pelsine.
Jim, you want to touch? Does council understand what they're trying to do? He has three duplex units and he's trying to sell them off individually.
Zero lot lines.
Yep, like a condominium. So the variance board met, had a public hearing, and they unanimously passed it.
The part of the issue was that square footage on one of the lots would be a minimum size, so it's, it wouldn't meet our code for a minimum lot. It was, I think it was 5,400 square feet was the size of the lot. So that the variance board passed it.
Okay. Next item is Policy and Administration number 19, Clerk's Report. You want to touch base on anything? Or?
Back to the zoning one, do we have to approve that? Or?
Nope. No. You have 30 days to...
Well, all we had is 30 days. And I'm sorry, I should have said that. Right now, the council has 30 days to remand it back to the Planning and Zoning Board for review and to possibly change their mind. After that 30 days, the Planning and Zoning Board can decide to keep their same thought process or change their mind, which normally is not an issue. But the council does have 30 days to remand it.
Our non-action basically allows it to happen. Our doing nothing
allows it to happen. And the Planning and Zoning Board is the final, they're the final decision maker on it. They will, at the end, they're the ones that are going to be doing that. So, seeing how Ann's not really talking to you, I'll talk to you.
I'm just trying to see what you...
So, here lately, Ann's been getting a lot of this stuff ready. I know we're all kind of excited about getting this code book stuff done, and Ann's keeping on top of it. Obviously, the audit was released. Everybody should have that. And then all the other things that's going on. Nuisance abatements, land use maps, software. The problem I have, or am having, is it seems like poor Ann seems to spend an awful lot of time on the phone with this new software situation for, what do you want to call it?
For utility billing.
Utility billing
and
financials and payroll. And not only has she spent hours on end dealing with several different people, she's also had to spend some later times here. So the other day when I come in, she had pretty much both hands full of hair, ready to pull out.
40 minutes.
She was on the phone for 3 hours and 43 minutes trying to get this figured out. So, I mean, she's doing an excellent job for us, and it's starting to get starting to upset me because it seems like the city of Bluegrass has spent a lot of money getting this new software in, and they're
not getting there in the bargain.
Well, I don't think they're doing. She's figuring it out on the phone for them when they're supposed to be ones telling her how to figure it out. Is what I'm
saying. So I sent an email last Monday that was not a very pleasant email and told them that my bank reconciliations go back to September. They have not helped me yet. And I said, if it's not resolved by the end of July, my city council is going to move forward going to a new software, which I do not want to do, but I put it in. And now when I call, I hit send and they call me right away. Now today, 2 hours and 40 minutes, they found out payroll. They had our payroll set up wrong. So now we're going clear back to October and fixing everything. So that's what's taking so long. What happened is they're a New Jersey based. They got all these clients, and all of a sudden, when our old software went to the cloud, 77 Iowa clients signed on to this company. They did not have. They weren't familiar with Iowa, so now they're trying to make their software more compatible to Iowa. So now it's a learning curve for them too. But I was.
Yeah, but I guess my whole point of it is and. And how I presented this to Ann is, A, she's using a lot of her time, her valuable time, to deal with this situation. B, the council and the citizens of Bluegrass have spent a lot of money to get this new software program in there to, and I quote, make life easier on us. And, I'm just going to put it out point blank to you, is we've paid Ann some overtime to deal with these people. And I told Ann, from now on, I want her to keep track of her time on it, because when I talk to them people, I'm going to say, who's going to pay me for all this? Because you owe us money. When we paid initial, and I'm just going to throw numbers, and don't get me wrong. So we paid initial $10,000 for this, and we've got $15,000 worth of her time wrapped up in it that we're not recouping any.
Yeah.
I've been in here, I guess my point of it is there have been four times where I've come in here to talk to Ann about a subject for the city of Bluegrass and could not have a conversation with her, and then she calls me at 5 o'clock when she's already home.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't deal with me because of the software. That's not how we're gonna do things. So just
are they adhering to our contract?
Yes, I mean, everything so far, yep. It's just now we're just doing the correction part of it.
I guess when we adopted this, they understood that payroll would be in Iowa, and they didn't provide it?
They did, but how do I say this? They didn't have the system set up right for employer liabilities, like our match on IFRS, things like that, and how it hits the general ledger. They didn't have that set up right. It was hitting the credits, not the debits. And so anyways, we're going through individually and getting them fixed. We're almost done. He's going to call me back Wednesday with the final corrections, and then we'll be all set. Moving forward, everything's set up.
Except for Illinois.
So that was another thing. So I go to print my quarterly reports, monthly reports, and all of a sudden, everybody's on Illinois, and everybody's on Iowa, and the Illinois person's not even on there, so... We had to get that fixed. So I don't know if it's the people that, like when the lady called me to help me set up the Illinois taxes, she didn't know how to do the other side of it or something. I don't know. But it's getting fixed. I was smiling at the end of the phone call today.
You think there's a light at the end of the tunnel here?
Yeah. I just got to get the... I'm going to start the bank recs next. So they had to do a couple of other things with that too.
Well, I think they still should be versus your time and everything.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
No, they haven't talked to me yet. Definitely.
And this is the same company that's doing our code books, too?
No.
Okay.
No.
We're not paying any additional money for any changes that they're...
No. Huh. No, I'd have to bring that to you to sign, so yeah.
So how... In the process here, because we've been going at it for what, almost 2 years?
Oh, the new software?
Yeah.
No, since September 5th. Almost a year, okay. But yeah.
And then the code book thing the same?
That one's a different, so Mike, I gave Mike the questions and he's going through them and he said they're so complicated. So he's struggling trying to answer all the questions right now with the new laws and things like that. And it do stop signs, yields, things like that, what changes we want to make. And then when we're done with that, we got to give it to Bill McCullough to review. So.
So how much longer before we have this? My idea.
It could be, yeah, I don't know. The quicker we get our responses back, the...
How is our attorney doing with his part?
How's he do?
Are you sending everything to him kind of afterwards, just to...
Yeah, I usually have to have him intervene, because, yeah. Yeah, I usually have to have him give him a call. Mm-hmm. Like the scooter ordinance isn't on here. And what did I do? The last council meeting, the day after, I said... The mayor said this is a priority. He wants it on the next agenda.
Maybe he can be at one of our meetings.
No, he's going to be
he's
at,
gonna
the,
be
next
at the next
meeting.
One. Because I won't be
he's
here.
He's already going to be here at the next meeting, and you're going to have a scooter ordinance at the next meeting as well. Because I asked for it tonight, and I didn't see it tonight, and
nope.
I'm not real happy about it.
Yep.
Any other questions about the clerk's report? Next is... Economic development, strategic goal, and planning and goal setting. I think we're moving along on that. Next item would be comments and future agenda items. Does anybody have anything?
Guys, did you order a couple of those speed things from Amazon? Have you been done yet?
Wait,
or?
Jim?
We just got them. I ordered some, I need 3-inch poles for them, and so I ordered the poles today. And I with Mike and we figured out where we want them.
Okay.
So the first two test ones.
Where's that?
I don't know if I can tell you. Can I tell?
Right in front of your garage door.
That's good.
I think he's
taking pictures all
the time. Right as you come across the bridge on North 50, the first speed limit sign there. And then.
And I think
and
East
then
Main.
On East, by Barnes, who's on East Main.
Yeah.
Those two are the first ones.
Okay.
And we haven't seen the portable out. Is it still out?
We had a problem with it.
Mm-hmm. We had a battery.
And it kept going dead right away.
Oh, the, okay.
And then I know we put a battery in it, and then I don't know what happened since then.
I guess I don't know that. Can't answer that question for you. Else? Is there a motion for adjournment? Or did you have some?
No.
Is there a motion for adjournment?
No.
Motion.
Or second.
No. Either one.
Oh, who did? Oh, he did?
Yeah, second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll call.
Councilmember Black?
Aye.
Bowman?
Aye.
Brayford?
Aye.
And Kerman?
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.